Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 32 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'll be your host today, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com. And I'm going to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft, and what that means is, of course, what I'm doing to make gold right now. What's happening with the game in terms of goldmaking, and of course, a discussion point. This week, we're going to focus on the recently released news about patch 8.2. So I'll talk a little bit about what my initial thoughts are. I'll just read through some of the changes and give you my thoughts on that. So that's going to be fun. So also keep in mind that you can help shape the podcast and contribute by submitting questions if you're a $10 patron or higher on patreon.com. So do check that out. Anyway, let's just dive into it. My week in gold making, and what a week it has been. It's been an absolutely amazing week this week. I sold two BOEs for about 750,000 gold each. So that's a lot of gold. One of them I bought it for 800k, so I took a little loss, but I've been hanging on to it for a really long while, and I just needed to sell it. The other one I bought for 500k this very week, so that's a 250k profit. Either way, though, it's nice to finally sell some of the really high-end ones I have, because I definitely needed to get that gold infusion back. So the one that I made a profit on, that was a pair of item level 425 Boots of the Dark Iron Raider, and they had a socket as well, which means that they're pretty much like the best possible stat or best possible level item level and tertiary role, which is what the sockets are. The other one was an item level 395 socketed Agua's Band of Augury, which means it's the pure mastery ring, so that's pretty much probably best in slot for pure mastery as well. But I've had that for a very long time now, so taking like a 40k loss or whatever I took is okay-ish. It's better than the alternative, which is essentially a larger loss. But what this means is that my total sales this week hit a huge number, probably highest ever, I think, at least the highest since I started recording. I hit 3.1 million in total sales, so that's very nice. I did spend 1.4 million gold on tokens this week, though, but I still managed to increase my total liquid gold by 350k, so essentially I had about 1.7 million in profits this week. That's like 10 tokens. That's pretty good. That's really good, actually. It's probably my best week since I started recording them properly. So that's just amazing. Obviously, this is like pure BOEs this time, because I sold some really, really high-end ones, but I sold a decent number of non-high-end ones as well. So if you're looking at BOEs, I've been tracking my total gold made from BOEs, and now we finally hit break-even. I now have a net profit of about 200k from BOE flipping since the launch of Battle of the Sarlor, so that's really nice. And I even did a very large amount of shopping this week. I spent about 1.3 million gold on BOEs. But I sold BOEs for 2.8 million gold, so that's like 1.5 million gold in pure profit. And then, of course, the rest of the gold I made is definitely from battle pets, primarily, and a little bit from materials and assorted crafted goods. I think I sold a Sapphire Panther for the first time in a while this week as well, so that was a nice 42k in from that. Obviously, I'm extremely happy that I finally passed break-even in the BOE market. Particularly the boots, that was a really nice experiment, because they sold really quickly. I wasn't sure, because my experience so far in BFA has been sort of a mixed bag with the super high-end ones. But I think I hit the perfect timing, because anyone who's gearing up for Crucible of the Storms for like mythic progression will definitely be willing to spend gold right now, because this is like the last week or two before the raid opens. So a 425 with a socket, which is essentially the highest you can go with the best tertiary role in the game, it's going to be in demand. I don't know how well the stats on that item role compares to like the best in slot stats, but it sold, which is what matters. So that's really nice. If we're looking at by days, most of my gold was made on Saturday when I collected the huge mailboxes. I had 2.2 million gold in total in the mailboxes I collected on Saturday. And then I had about 450k in sales for Monday and Wednesday. So that's pretty good. 450k, that's been about the level I've been for the most part. And then every once in a while you sell the huge ones and you just make a ton of gold, which is obviously amazing. So that's my week. It went really, really, really well. Let's talk about the game. What's happening with the game? Well, Crucible of Storms is open. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, it's open on both EU and NA. Of course, only normal and heroic, and it's only a two-boss raid, but progression rating is going to be back on the menu. So hopefully this is going to entice some players back, especially when we consider the fact that we got some teasers about 8.2 as well. So people who enjoyed what they're hearing about 8.2 is definitely going to maybe consider going back now to get into raiding again. So I definitely expect we'll see an increase in demand for various endgame consumables and gems and enchants and stuff like that. So definitely make sure you're posting on Wednesdays or Tuesdays, depending on your region going forward, because you should definitely see an uptick in your sales, and that's going to be important. Outside of that, an 8.2, obviously, there's not too much to tell. If you're into raiding, then I expect that you will enjoy the bosses. And if you're not, and you're just into gold making, then hopefully you should see a nice increase in sales. And hopefully the 8.2 news is received well, and we'll see some more players coming back. And that's going to tie us right into the next session, or the next point, next part of this little episode. Let's get down to it. So, the discussion point. My first look at the patch 8.2, and I'm going to do this very, like, unscripted. I just have the summary of, like, the video, so I'll just go through this live as I read it, and we'll see what my reactions are, and I'll just give it to you. This means it might be completely wrong, because this isn't, like, something I've rehearsed or thought about, but I think it's nice to do it in a more live manner, so that's what we're going to do. So we're just going to look through what the major things are. So the first major thing is that they're changing the Heart of Azeroth with a apparently much cooler UI. So that's really nice. They're adding more types of traits and different ways to unlock them by doing specific content types, and generally it seems that this is a much, much better system than the current Azerite one. It's from what I'm reading, it seems more similar to the Legion artifacts, which I really enjoyed, to be honest. So that's pretty cool. And we'll see. There'll be like stuff like ranks that are tied to reputations for the various traits or talents or whatever. And it's just looking pretty cool. So I think that this is something that addresses some of the things that people really didn't enjoy about the Azerite traits and the Heart of Azeroth system. Which is of course really good, because that's been one of the major complaints people have had with BFA. Which means that if they're doing something about that, then hopefully a lot of players will consider resubbing, because obviously as gold makers, we want as many people playing the game as possible, because more players means more gold, means more people to sell to, means more people to buy from. More people will just make the game better, because it's a massive multiplayer online game. It sort of goes with the territory, I should say. So, I haven't looked at the UI, I'm just reading about those changes now, but that's definitely... it's definitely an upgrade, and I know they've been working on the Azerite system for a long time, because it didn't feel particularly interesting, especially to me. Although I'm a very, very casual player outside of gold making, so there's that. Now, the next part is about the new zones. We have Nashatar and Mechagon, where Mechagon is apparently similar to Timeless Isle, which is meant to be full of secrets, full of various grinds to do, tons of stuff you can get. Apparently it's supposed to be a potential endless grind. Now, the Timeless Isle was really well received when it came out in Mists of Pandaria, at least as far as I remember, and I was playing the game then. So I think that's really cool. I think I think that all MMOs need some form of interesting or choose what you want to play open world solo style content that you can just always play and do some stuff. So it's a big collect stuff for Rewards Island. That's what they called it. And it's bigger than Timeless Isle. So I think that's going to be pretty cool. War mode is turned on for everyone. There's some system for customizing trinkets with adding sockets, etc. We'll see. I guess there could be some of these quest lines maybe require some materials or some crafting or something like that. That wouldn't surprise me, which would be really cool. Because that would, of course, entice people to trade with each other, which is what I'm all about. So yeah, you collect some sort of schematics and recipes and build punch cards that you put into the trinket. So that's cool, assuming that the punch cards are crafted, and that's really cool. So that's going to be interesting. Then we have a new dungeon, Operation Mechagon Dungeon. It's a dungeon. It's not super interesting outside of the fact that the schematics for punch cards will be dropping from the dungeon. So that's cool, I guess. It's a dungeon. It's always cool. Nashatar is the big story focused island, which is gonna have like a zone time gated, similar to the continuing Suramar quest lines after the first patch of Legion. If any of you remember that, where they unlocked a new set of quests every week, it's probably gonna be the same way. It's something they've done with the game for a very, very long time, so I'm sure most of you are aware of how this system works, where you get some quests on week one, and then you get the next set of quests on week two, etc., etc. Now, of course, the next one is a huge one. Flying is coming to Kul Tiras and Sandalar. Pathfinder Part 2 will be live with the patch 8.2. So that's gonna, of course, have a massive effect. One of the big ones is, of course, that this will generally tend to speed up material farming quite a bit, and that should bring down prices of materials. People will be able to get more ore, more herbs quicker, so expect your herbs and your ore prices to start decreasing more rapidly. Of course, it'll take a little while because you're gonna need some reputation from the new zones. So no one is going to have that on day one, but definitely once people start getting flying, then you're going to see definitely going to see prices for materials start decreasing more rapidly. So that's it. Of course, we're all going to save time by not having to spend so much flying around, and I expect all of the crafted gear, most of the crafted items as well, will decrease in price, with of course the price decrease for materials. So the next one, mount equipment. This one is really interesting. So apparently mounts are now getting equipment slots, similar to gems, where they last until you replace them, and they give various buffs. So we already have the mount buff items, but they are now apparently going to be permanent unless you switch them out. And these effects include water walking, not getting dazed, stuff like that. Presumably this is going to be crafted items primarily, which means that there's going to be a new market for this. This is definitely... I don't know how often you'd want to change though, because I assume most people would want water walking and not getting dazed. Possibly some others, we'll see. So I expect people will buy that and just keep them for a long while. So that's going to be cool. So yeah, I think the mount equipment will be a good addition to the game. Then of course we also have a new raid coming, which will continue the story and will of course bring back people, because raids always bring back people. If you're on like a realm with a truly high level guild, then there are probably going to be some tricks you can use, particularly getting super high item level BOEs that roll the first day, if you can get those, and you can probably sell them for a huge premium to the best guilds in the world. I think I'm going to be on the lookout for that for sure. And then there's just going to be, of course, a huge uptick in sales for alchemy and stuff like that. And then, of course, there's something that they haven't talked about yet, but I'm assuming that the new patch is also going to bring the new level of the sinister combatant gear. Probably going to be like cruel combatant or something even more sinister. Well, maybe not sinister. From what they've done the last couple of times, these items have recipe ranks that are unlocked with marks of honor. So, if you all want to really make gold with those recipes, they've been super profitable for me, even at rank 1. But if you want to make a lot of gold and save a lot of time by not having to spend as much time getting expulsum, then go farm marks of honor now. Then you can get all of the rank 3 recipes at launch day, and you'll be way ahead of your competition, and you can make a ton of gold. And these recipes have generally been extremely profitable. Like, they've been selling for 2 to 5 times crafting cost regularly, which is amazing. There are very, very few crafted items that sell for that much relative to their crafting cost. So that's definitely something I would absolutely 100% suggest you spend some time doing if you want to be in that market. So, that's going to be my initial thoughts on what we got from the content preview videos. So, I hope you enjoyed it. Did I miss anything? Let me know if I did. Otherwise, if you enjoyed the show and you want more content, you can read all about gold making at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And then I'm just going to wish you all a very profitable week. Goodbye, guys.